Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Talk show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. We have some exclusive, special, distinguished guests on our show today. It's going to be amazing. We never have a dull moment on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We keep it real because it's the real deal, Holyfield. We're going to do something that we haven't done in a long time. You know, I've had my show over 10 years, and I remember when we used to do a segment called Beyond the Walls. Now, Beyond the Walls, let me make that explanatory to you really quick. Beyond the Walls is receiving a phone call from a brother or a sister. Hey, well, good morning, Gloria Majors, and everybody on Facebook Live and everybody on Instagram. Really quick, let me just say this. If you want to reach me on Instagram or Facebook right now live, you go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr., Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook or Instagram. And I'm live on there right now. You can see me. We're talking. We're going all the way with this. So beyond the wall, we would receive a call from a brother or a sister that is incarcerated that would be very informative with information pertaining to either their case or how they were wrongfully accused and put into incarceration and how they're fighting to be free. The Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, along with other entities and grassroots organizations, have worked tirelessly to free people from incarceration who were wrongfully incarcerated. We help to advocate to a system, and it's some amazing stories. Without further ado, I want to I see everybody in the queue. I see you in the 980 area code. I see you in the 628 area code. I got you. It's 562 area code. I got you. I see all the phones lighting up. Don't worry, we're going to get you all in just a few minutes. I want to share something with you. Hey, what's up, Sheila Timberlake? God bless you. Susan Miller Dorsey in the house. Real quick, I just want to say this really quick. Over the weekend, now we've been talking about the illegal, we have part one, part two, part three, part four of the illegal immigration problem that's killing America right now. I mean, the robberies, the rapes, the killings, it's just senseless. Well, over the weekend, and this is hot off the press, y'all. I bring it to you with the real deal, Holyfield, okay? Hot off the press. This guy, who's an illegal immigrant from Venezuela, he went to Georgia State University. His name is Diego Abera, and his brother is Jose Antonio Abera. They both were in the United States illegally with fake green cards. Well, over the weekend, he killed an innocent nursing student at the university. And the Republicans and people are furious. They are on fire. They are attacking President Joe Biden from every area. Why don't you do something about these illegal? Now, these illegal immigrants, they were here since 2022. They had a fake green card. One of them got a job on the campus of the university. And the other one, the young lady was jogging, working out, and the guy apparently attacked her, raped her, and killed her with blunt force. And the family of the young lady are furious. They are furious. Let me just go to the story really quick. I want you to get it firsthand. Listen closely. Okay, we're going to stop right there. I just want to say this. Something needs to be done. Okay, Governor Abbott down in Texas, I'm with you, man. I want to ignite the National Guards, get the military going. It's going to cause a civil war if something is not done. Because if the government is not going to do it, the people are going to get together and do it. And they're already doing that in New York and Chicago, where truckers have blocked streets and are not bringing in our proper goods that we need to sell our products. Just want to drop that information on you. You can let us know how you feel. You can put it up on the email. And if you want to call into the show and you want to make a statement, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. We'll get you on. You can say what you want to say about what you need to say about this illegal immigration problem. Is it going to be Joe Biden? Is he going to do something? Or is it going to be the Republicans forcing the military to come into action to do something? Because the military is already in action in Texas, and 25 governors from around the United States are sending military troops to assist in Texas as we speak. What's going to happen is they're going to shut down all these borders with the military, and it's going to be an all-out war in America. America is at war as we speak. Not the kind of war that you might think. But actually, in all due reality, we are at war. You can't do this in any other country. You can't go to North Korea and do it. You can't go to Africa and do it. You can't go to Mexico and do it. But only in America. Don King said that only in America. Without further ado, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Let's get some of our guests in right now. Let's see. Without further ado, let's get in Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Good morning, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Very tired, though. But, you know, it was just such a phenomenal visit there. I was in L.A., and I had the opportunity to hang out with my dear friend, Pastor Eddie. And we just had a phenomenal time meeting great people. And, you know, I will share with them later as we go throughout the show. But we just had a wonderful time. And thank you for your hospitality and all that you did while we were there.
Man, you're welcome, brother. You know, we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Thank you, and welcome to the show, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Without further ado, let's get Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie, Chief Apostle, the co-host, and all the listeners. I am wonderful.
Amen. Welcome, Vera. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's get Clarence M. Allen in the show. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Chief Apostle Kim Curry. Good morning, Dr. Granny V. Good morning to the rest of the panelists coming on, but especially good morning to our wonderful listeners, followers throughout the state, nation, and even around the world once again. I am blessed. I am humbled and honored to be tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning radio show, Pastor Eddie.
All right, all right. Amen. Everybody say good morning to everybody. Let's get in none other than Solana Jones. Good morning, Solana Jones. Good morning, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Good morning, Dad. Yes, I am. Good morning to my butterfly, Avera. Good morning to Clarence and Alan. Shout out to Professor Raines, good morning to you, and good morning, Chief Apostle Curry. Always great to hear your voice, and God bless you and your family. And to everybody on In the Midst, and to Pastor Ramsey, and to anybody listening on Instagram and Facebook, I just want to say God bless. Happy Monday, everybody.
Good morning, good morning.
Kalana Jones, good morning.
And without further ado, we have a real professor on our show that will always do the greatest commentary you ever heard, none other than Professor Reams. Welcome to the show, Professor Reams. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator. Good morning, Dr. Granny B. Good morning, Talana, the words of wisdom. And good morning, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. I am doing fine, and I'm looking forward to being on the Blessed Blog Talk radio program on Mondays so that we can take a look at the day's issues, but also see how the good Lord is working through all of us to continue on with his journey and his plan for us. So with that, good morning, everyone.
Everybody say good morning to everybody. Say good morning to each other. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Professor Reams. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, without further ado, we have a special guest coming. We have a couple of special guests coming on our show today, but this is our first guest. His name is Coach Davis, and our segment, our first topic is called Straight Outta Compton. Coach Davis with some history and a segment. A call from behind the walls. Now, behind the walls, I told you earlier what it is, but let's get the coach in there. Good morning, Coach Davis. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How's everybody?
Everybody say good morning to Coach Davis.
Good morning, Coach Davis.
Good morning, Coach Davis.
Hey, Coach, how y'all doing?
Welcome
yes,
to
sir.
The show.
Yes, sir.
Now, somebody's listening from Uganda. Thank you for listening from Uganda, from Africa right now. Thank you for joining us. Now, we got a caller in the
68. Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, we get people from all over the world. It's an international show. Hold on. Got a caller in the 628-333. Welcome to the show, caller. Welcome. How are you this morning? Caller in the
628-333.
Okay, state your name. Where are you calling from?
Is it me, Omar, or you?
That's you.
Oh, Omar.
I'm Dawood Scar Shabazz. I'm calling from inside the concentration camps in California State Prison.
Well, let me introduce you properly, Brother Dawood. Okay, you guys, I told you we were going to get a call from behind the walls. When we get a call from behind the walls, that means that we're talking to somebody who's incarcerated in prison, probably wrongfully. Amen? We've been having that going on a lot. Without further ado, all the way from behind the walls, none other. Well, first of all, I want to give his brother a hand, Brother Omar. God bless you, Brother Omar, for hooking us up. Let me give you a hand, Brother Omar. Everybody say good morning to Brother Omar.
Morning, Brother Omar.
Good morning, Brother Omar.
Good morning, Brother Omar.
Welcome to the show.
Now, without further ado, everybody say to our guests from behind the walls, Brother Dawood. Everybody say good morning to Brother Dawood from behind the walls.
Good morning, Brother Dawood.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning to everybody in the panel. I want to first of all apologize for my condition. I'm not able to have a format of your program. However, I spoke to you, Pastor Eddie, the other day, and
yes,
I was very moved by your due diligence of helping our families and our community elevate their station.
Yes, sir.
And that's one of the reasons why I agreed to come on the show when it was available, because that is missing in our family structure. Like me and you discussed, the lack of fathers and the lack of leadership at our household and in our community has deteriorated our community to a state that's unheard of. If we was a nation, we wouldn't even exist no more as a nation due to the fact that the deterioration of the family household and the family structure.
Yes, sir.
I just pray and hope that I'll be able to add some wisdom to the floor of the conversation this morning, and I'm thankful to have this opportunity, considering that just 5 years ago I was buried alive underground, so I couldn't even see no sunlight or smell no air or taste no water, nothing, you know. So today is a blessing. Every day, like I say, every day above the ground is a blessing, and I'm just thankful that I'm given this opportunity.
Now, Brother Dawood, you know, when you've been behind the walls, could you please tell everybody how long you've been incarcerated and wrongfully incarcerated at that? Could you please share that information with all the listeners?
Oh, I was locked up in 1979 as a youth offender, and I've been incarcerated going on 45 years continuously straight.
Wow. Now everybody doesn't understand when you're wrongfully accused of something. Can you tell me, in your own words, how you feel about the system, the jail system? Do you feel like it's set up a failure, especially for African Americans? Go right ahead. Please take the floor.
Well, what you have to do is you have to understand the mindset of the men and women who runs the prison complex. They're not running from a compassionate standpoint. They're running from a profit share standpoint. So as long as you're running from a profit standpoint, only thing you're concerned with is moving the decimal one way or the other. That's all you're concerned with. And unfortunately, in that process, men and women, sometimes that are children, get caught up in a system, and it just grinds them down, or their family structure get grinded down to where the father's no longer to be employed, or the father's no longer at the home, or the mother's no longer to be employed, or the mother's no longer to be at home. And now you have children trying to raise children, and we know that's a sign of destruction. And with that, our community as a whole, from 1865 up until 1965, we had the highest rate of unemployment. But before that, from 1865 back to 1619, we had no unemployment. Everything, you know, was no such thing as a prison. So how did we go from just a short 200 years to be the largest group of people that's housed in America's prison complex when just shortly before then, they didn't have a prison system set up for people for labor. Now they have a labor system that's designed to destroy the human beings and destroy the man. And like I was explaining to you before, Pastor Edward, in the story of Moses, the key thing that Pharaoh did was he destroyed the men and kept the women.
Yes.
And that was one of his strategic plans, and that's what is being done today. Wrongfully young men, majority young men, and sometimes unfortunately women as well, are put in this prison complex system to where they're removed. And when you take nurturing from a child, the child does not get fed. When you take leadership from a young man, he does not know how to become a man. And now you have a group of two or three generations.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
You have three generations of grown males perpetuating to be men, and they're lost. And then all they're doing is fathering more males. And then you have a group of, unfortunately, you have a group of sisters who have not went through the right passage of womanhood. And she are, unfortunately, producing kids, and they're not going through, the women are not going through the right passage of womanhood. And this is a system that we have been striving with my nonprofit to change. We have a nonprofit called Johanna Bridge Foundation, which Johanna means paradise, and it's a bridge to a spiritual understanding. So therefore, we will allow to help the sisters that are homeless or single mothers to come up out of that spiritual or psychological fog that they're in. And hopefully with the support of the community and yourself, we'll be able to elevate sisters and brothers to a station that will help them know where their journey leads to and how they can get to the end of their journey by the grace and mercy of God. And that's how we see that. Now, prior to my personal setting.
President Dawood, before you go any further, stop right there. I want to give you a hand for all you're doing. Let's give this brother a hand right now, y'all. Can everybody give Brother Dawood a hand from behind the wall? Man, your message, Brother Dawood, your message is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers, brother. A lot of people don't know what it takes to be somewhere for 44 years, going on 45 years, and keep your mental, your psychological, your physical health together and everything else, because, you know, talk a little bit about that, what it takes to, the mindset you got to have for being in a situation where you should not be. Go right ahead, Brother Dawood.
Well, like I explained to you yesterday when we spoke, I'm the reincarnation of Joseph. So the story of Joseph's premise is based on two elements. Outside of him being able to foretell the future or tell visions, he was also a young man that had a spiritual alignment with his Lord that was unbreakable. However, there were forces that was, he didn't understand, that hated that, that was envious of that. So they plotted and planned to remove him, because the reason they removed him, because out of, they thinking that would raise their station. But what it did was it exposed what God had already planned for him. And this is what it had done with me. I was exposed to be seeing what my real true destination is, and I couldn't get it where I was located at because there was forces that was preventing that
you have 60 seconds remaining.
That alignment to fulfill this obligation. So I had to be placed in this setting. Now, being placed in this setting, I should have been released in 2001. That's how far I'm beyond my release date as of today. I'm 22 years beyond my legal release date.
Okay. Now if your phone call gets cut off, can we get you to call back in? Because we would like to ask some questions. If you can come back on, would that be okay, brother?
Give him like 30 seconds to a minute. He should be able to call right back in.
That'll be great. Thank you, Brother Omar. Brother Omar, is there
anything? I can also fill in a little bit while he's waiting.
Coach Davis. Coach Davis, we're going to get you. We're going to interview you completely, Coach Davis. But Coach, Brother Omar, are you still there? Okay, we're going to wait for Brother Omar to come back in.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. We want to keep it fluid. You know, we don't want nobody, because this is important. You know.
Yes, it is. Now, Coach Davis,
to have a perspective of somebody that long, I can't even comprehend being locked up that long. It's mind-boggling.
But I want to go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, because Coach Davis, you were with. Yes.
Yeah, that was right. Came back.
He's back.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brother Double.
So, being that I'm 22 years beyond my release date, what has sustained me for all these 45 years is me reaffirming my faith, number one. Number two, the steadfastness that I demonstrate daily when no one is watching but the Lord. When I was
Amen.
Buried alive underground, me and maybe 50 other brothers, we had what we called a meditation hour, we had a prayer hour, and then we had an educational hour. Even though we couldn't see the sun, none of that, the moon, or none of that, you know, for me it was 15 years straight, and for other brothers it was 35, 40 years. So what we did was we continued on that path, and through that path we started gaining wisdom, and the Lord started opening up avenues that we couldn't even imagine. And then from that standpoint, we knew that was the key for our success of getting out. And so what we did was we started petitioning those in the outside, and we started rallying and educating students that were going to college, social workers, some attorneys came on board, and we was able to overturn that shoe and turned it into a center of learning. And once we turned that center of learning, we was able to defund $1.5 billion that was allocated back to the state of California out of the prison system. Now, by doing that, we garnered a lot of enemies, but we felt what was more important was being successful in that versus worrying about what an enemy may say or may perpetuate to try to do. And from that, what me and my little brother was able to create was we was able to create three businesses, one nonprofit and two business for profit. We have one called 40 Pillars, who we raise money for those who are wrongly convicted. We get attorneys, after we review their case, we get attorneys that represent the wrongly convicted, be they women, men, no matter where they are in this country. The other company that we created is called AWAR. It is a healthy way of life with nutrient water. And, for example, I'm 64 years old. I do things that the average 25-year-old can't do based on this nutritional water that we've devised. And if your health is at a 30% state after you drinking this water, it goes up to 85%. And how you keep it up there, you keep drinking the water, and it keeps rejuvenating all your internal organs, all your body parts. If you suffer from some form of whatever it is that you suffer from health-wise, it helps replenish that. So the ailment that you suffer from individually, it slowly removes that. And what we strive to do is we try to bring these things back to our community so that we can start chipping away at these things, these false images that our community was holding on to, thinking that would get us through that rough pass. But, you know, unfortunately, being at the station that I'm at, sometimes when I throw a rock in the river, the ripple effect doesn't get there on the time basis that I want it there. It's on the time basis that God wants it there. I become a little aggressive.
I apologize. Let me interrupt everybody. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. If you want to listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue if you want to ask questions or you want to make a statement. If you want to see me on live right now, live, on Facebook Live or Instagram Live, just go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook or Instagram. You'll see me live right now, and you hear the show live right now. We have a special guest. Hey, Denise Washington, how are you? Hey, everybody on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you guys all. And Sheila, God bless your husband, all the way from Africa. I just want to say this. We have a super special guest. We got Coach Davis. And Coach Davis has Brother Omar, and Brother Omar has his brother from behind the walls, Brother Dawu, who is, to me, an outstanding entrepreneur, outstanding intellectual, intelligent brother who knows what kind of seeds to plant in our community to help grow a great harvest. Without further ado, and it's not every day we get a call from behind the walls live, and we are live on the show. Thank you for the hearts, and you guys for sending up all those hearts. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But this is so important. And really quick, Dawu, while we have time, I would like for our co-producers to be able to make a statement or ask you a question. Can we do that real quick, Brother Dawu?
Sure, sure.
Okay, let's start off with Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Coach Davis, you met him when me and him, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry works for President Joe Biden. He gives out I'm a recipient of the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award, which I, you know, was glad to be there on Saturday. You were there with us, Coach Davis, when we gave Bill Williams, and also we had Captain Daniels, who also is a recipient. He's an Air Force African-American black pilot that's doing great things. He also received the award, so we were there to help.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Yes, yes, yes. It was a beautiful event, beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Coach Davis. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, please take the floor really quick. Do you have a question or a statement for Brother Dawood?
Well, for Brother Joe, I heard him mention the story of Joseph, and that's a very insightful story because of the fact of those that were closest to him oppressed him and put him in a hole and left him for dead. But, you know, as you look at the story and it goes further, when, you know, he stands before them, he lets them know that it was not them, but God's pattern that allowed him to be able to be where he was. And that's what I want to ask Jahu, you know, with all that you've been through, and I see the things that you've been through, had you not gone through that, you would not be able to do the things that you're doing right now. But because you went through the things, it allowed you to have a whole different insight of life. And so you created programs and, you know, do you feel that that part of Joseph's story is you know, kind of running the same with your life pattern? Because as we know, the steps of a good man are ordered by God.
I'll go right here, Brother Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree with you wholeheartedly. This experience was able to craft. This experience was, I was able to be reformed, recraft, re-educated in the fashion that I was unable to be prior to 1965. From 1965 to now, I was able to be recrafted into the person you're speaking to now. Had I not went through this experience, I would have had the depth or the insight and the spiritual understanding that I've been able to forge and scratch and dig for survival purposes, for mental and spiritual survival. Because when you're in a box underground, when they pump air into you, you don't see anybody for 15 years. You go to question your inner self. Some people go crazy. Some people hang themselves. Some people do all kind of things. And like I say, with 50 of us we was able to test the time, you know, and we were able to endure that journey based on those stories, the story of Moses and the story of Joseph, because though out of all the other biblical stories, those were the two ones that touched our sinner soul, and we was able to elevate and create from those two brothers. And this is why I refer to them when I speak to people, you know, be someone that's understanding, spiritual understanding of faith, or someone who doesn't. I speak to from those platforms because those platforms have guaranteed me the success that I presently stand on, and they will guarantee me whatever success I possibly have for the future, if the future only lasts 1 second or if it lasts a million years.
Amen, amen. Chief Apostle, hold that thought for 1 second, really quick, because we don't have a lot of time. Because he's on a phone call where he has to, you know, he only has a certain amount of minutes. So I want to go really quick to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, do you have a question or a statement, really quick, for Brother Jawoo? Brother Clarence, are you there? Okay,
yeah,
let's go. Okay, Brother Clarence M. Allen, are you there? Okay, with that being said, let's go straight to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, do you have a question or a statement for Brother Dawood?
Both very briefly. Thank you for doing everything that you're doing.
I've been lecturing on wrongful incarceration. My question always to those friends who have also shared this with me, what is it that you'd like us to do to continue to support your efforts?
Mm-hmm. Keep shining light.
Now
keep shining light.
Now, I love that
keep
question.
Keep shining light.
Thank you, sir.
Keep shining light.
Yes, shine a light.
Amen, amen.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
If you have, because they say one in four people in the state have someone that's some form of incarceration. Support them. Ask them how they're doing. What can you do to assist them? How can you help them? And then with the youth, the kids that in the schools, is talk to them. Talk to your grandkids. Talk to your children. Explain to them that you just talked to somebody who is doing 45 years. Tell them, you know, and let them know that this is what he has for you. He has a brother mm-hmm. that's there that can physically come see him. You know, I have a group of young brothers I've mentored that's out there that work for different colleges, brothers that are a success, and they have a story to tell. This is what my program is about. We have stories we need to tell to the youth, and this Pastor Edwards is giving me this platform personally to speak out from inside the walls. But they have brothers that's there. And they need to, their story need to be heard. Their sister's stories need to be heard, because we that's the key to our success.
Wow.
We're the phoenix of our society.
Amen, amen. Really quick, Vera Jones, do you have a question or a statement for Brother Dawu? Vera, take the floor.
Brother Dawu, I just wanted to say thank you so much for calling in today, and you have enormous amount of strength, and with going through what you have for these past 45 years, it's amazing, but I am so proud that you have come back to the community as far as sharing. Can you tell me just the name of your second company? I heard you say Paywar, that was for the water, and what was the other?
It's our legal company. We help people who are wrongly convicted, and Johanna Bridge Foundation is our nonprofit. We're trying to put together a seminar, hopefully by God's will, in April, where we're going to have probably 1,000 kids. We're going to be passing out all kind of educational paraphernalia, and we have speakers from the medical field going to come in, speakers from nutritional people going to come speak in. We're having professors from Berkeley. And we got professors from Santa Cruz that are supposed to be coming in, and we're looking for other people to come and speak at the seminar. So we're in the process of raising the resources so we can provide this program and stuff. But we're trying to put it together hopefully for April.
That was a real quick correction. It was AWA, AYWA.
Yes, AWA. Yeah, AWA.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Oh, man, I want you to call back in, because what I wanted you to do, and you and Brother Omar, is to elaborate.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll call back.
Let me go back to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry so he can tell everybody what happened, Coach Davis, over the weekend. Don't worry, Coach Davis, we're going to get you in. We got plenty of time for you.
Oh, brother, this is important, brother. We need to get this out.
Yes, sir, we do. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, tell everybody what happened this past week, Saturday, when you flew out here and we were able to get together. Tell everybody what it was all about. Go right ahead, Chief Apostle.
Well, we had a great meeting with a lot of great influential people, including my dear friend Bill Montgomery. He was the recipient of the President's Lifetime Achievement Award from President Biden. But along with that, we were able to meet, and I specifically called Pastor Eddie to be there, because these are real go-getters. These are people that are taking the time every day and doing things to help our young people. They're sitting down and brainstorming things, and, other organizations are connecting with each other. Because we all have that same vision. When you get all these visionaries in one room, you have so much power. Pastor Eddie, okay, it was so much power in the room. He was kind of overwhelmed to see the people that were there. And
exactly, that is fact.
They were doing. It's like, my God, you know, we're not in this by ourselves. There are people there. So, like,
now,
we just had a great time with him and Captain Daniels. Was just phenomenal.
And, you know, I just want to say this. And, Coach Davis, give us your take on what you thought about Saturday.
Eddie, we're back.
I thought that Mr. Price was amazing. He represented himself well. And the chief and you guys, and like you said, the room was electric. There were so many great people in there. And we were pushing towards one cause. And the sad thing about it is, me, myself, you ain't even touched the surface on how powerful I am. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is how good God's been to me. And I'm only 63. Mm-hmm. I'm probably a baby to some of you guys. But,
bless you, sir.
Amen.
What I'm trying to say is I'm connected with people that are even more amazing than you could imagine, and I want to share it with you guys because I've been working on several products for several years, and all of the stuff I'm working on is going to be life changing. So, once you take care of Brother Da Wu, I want to touch a little bit on what God put on my heart to share with the audience, because there's a lot of injustices in this world, especially when it comes to black people. And right now it's so relevant that we have Black History Month. We have a brother working on Black History Year. That's how great it is, because a month doesn't give us enough time to say how great this melatonin is and how powerful it is.
Amen, amen. Let's give a big hand for Coach Davis right there. Let's give him... We got you, Coach Davis. Okay, now, without further ado, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. It's the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on our show. We keep it real. Everything that we give you is real. You can take it to the bank. This is higher than the mountains, swifter than the rivers, and this is real information. So without further ado, I want to go back because we got Brother Dawu is our special guest, one of our special guests from behind the walls, his brother Omar, and also Coach Davis. And then we have also Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry on our show today. Now, here's my question. I Brother Dawu, I read about the Brother Omar, I read about the water. The water is phenomenal. I want to have some water. I need some water because, I just need it. I'm 64 years old, just like Brother Dawu, and I want to be like you guys. I want to be youthful, and I want to be strong, intelligent. I want my brain to function to its full capacity. So without further ado, Brother Dawu from behind the walls, today our special guest, tell us more about this water and how it can help us live through diabetes, heart problems, liver problem, cancer problem. Go
right here,
Brother. Share
with us. Well, first of all, thank you again, Pastor Eddie. And where's the sister that she was speaking before they hung me up? I want to thank you for encouraging words.
Brother Dawu, my sister Vera is a health and wellness holistic health person, so she knows a lot about what you're talking about. But Vera, take the floor. Please re-engage with Brother Dawu.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So now the water, AWOL, it allowed me, myself, last year I was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer due to the COVID shot. When we took those COVID shots to come out of our cell, it metastasized around my kidneys. And unbeknownst to me, it started suffocating my kidneys to where they wouldn't function. And so me and my brother got together and we created this water, and I started drinking it from from July of 2023 to August of 23 when I went back to see my personal hematologist. She had cleared me of all cancer in my body.
Wow.
And wow. What we did was to make sure that it wasn't just phenomenal for God. What we did was I had another guy who suffered from historical lupus from his mother and his aunt and his grandmother. We gave him some of the water, and less than 30 days, he was.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
He was no longer needed the pharmaceutical treatment they want to give him. His health turned back to it was prior to him being diagnosed with lupus. And then I have another brother who's 70 years old. He walks with a walker. Right now, every morning at 6 in the morning, he puts in a mile less than 30 minutes, and he's able to walk on an Olympic-sized track, speed walk, where he couldn't even use a walker to walk around the track. He's able to walk without a walker right now, and he's doing a mile less than 30 minutes in speed walking now. And he's been on the water for the same at the time I've been on there. Now, we have a lot of testimonials from people in society who have different testimonials. We have a person who had AIDS and no longer test positive for AIDS anymore. We have someone who suffers from he had a heart condition. His heart was blockage. They was talking about giving him a stem or bypass. That doesn't exist anymore. And it goes back to what my brother was saying and what I was saying. If your health is at 10%. After you get on drinking this water, it takes it up to 80%. Whatever the 10% has your faith at, it strives to remove that.
Now, Brother Dawood, I want to interrupt you. Everybody out there is listening to the show, everybody listening in Chicago, Detroit, New York, Texas, Utah, North and South Dakota, North and South Carolina, Georgia, everybody, thank you. Everybody listening in Africa, Egypt, Canada, all over the world, Germany, they're listening in South Korea. Thank you. Brother Dawood, I want to try some of your water. Can I get some of your water from Omar? Because I want to try it. I want to drink some.
Yeah, you can drink some. Just contact Brother Omar. He'll deliver it to you.
Yeah, that's it. Just after we're done, just email me your residence, your address you wanted to go to. We'll take care of from there.
Man, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I want to testify about this water in the next coming months as I have you as a guest on the show again, I'm sure. And not only that, I want to, Brother Dawood, I want to work with you and Brother Omar. You already know I do civil rights work. You know I help Brothers Beyond the Wall. So it was my honor and my pleasure to unite with this wonderful movement to transition the plight of the people in our communities. What do you say to that, Brother Dawood, Brother Omar?
Oh, man, that's how God's love is, love is made perfect in our lives through Prudently Networking, man. So I'm 100% on board with anything that's keeping our right foot in front of our left, you know?
Amen.
So
Brother
you set it up, and we'll keep it marching.
Amen. Brother Dawood, we'll go right ahead, brother.
No. I concur with my little brother just said, you know. Yes, absolutely. But see, this water, it's not just a water, it's an IP. It's intellectual property. That's what you, and it's just not the water. We have several other intellectual properties that we haven't even discussed with you, you know what I mean, or anyone. You know, that's a whole nutritional intellectual property that deals with your diet, you know what I mean, when it comes to feeding kids, you know. So the water is just a prelude. You remember back in the 70s when they had the vacuum cleaner salesman? He would stick his foot in the door, even though the wife didn't want a vacuum. The water is the IP that opens the door for conversation, because everybody needs, no one can live without water. And this water here will provide you a nutritional elevation to where if you're in the middle of Africa and you don't have any food, this will sustain you until you find some food.
Yeah, and real quick, just to piggyback off of that, so initially, it was initially created as a survival water for like famine lands or destitute individuals in countries where it was a lack of nutrients. And this water was actually created in that light to pretty much provide nutrients to organs and like to joints, to inflammation or chronic, you know, positions that we find ourselves in for like lack of, at a certain age, we have to start putting those nutrients back into our body.
Yes.
So this made it easy, you know, especially out west, being that it revolutionized it here in this country, because let alone are we just dealing with starvation at some point, it's more so the processed foods or the ultra processed foods that kind of like develop more of like a chronic stagnation, whether it's our large intestines, our colon, or the joints, you know, starting to stiffen. And we just have to really concentrate more on the digestion and the resting, because we kind of like get those two actions, the terms, mixed up in our day-to-day lives. When we think we're resting, our body is really digesting, but we don't really get to rest. So with this nutrient water, it kind of like re-fortified those important organs or those, you know, elements of our body, man, that really needs that feeding. And that's what it is. It's not a treatment. It's not a placebo. It's all natural. It's all nutrients. And it's just something that we've been able to craft with our method to make it wholesome at this point.
Amen. Praise God. Let's before we
Pastor Eddie, one other thing. You have a coach there, right?
Yes.
So the coach, he knows when he does his 2-a-days with his football team, a lot of guys pull hamstrings and they get muscle spasms and stuff. If they were drinking this water, that wouldn't exist. You know, when you see LeBron James flying up and down the basketball court and he get a hamstring, he wouldn't have it if he was drinking this water. You know, the Magic Johnsons, when he did his spectacular passes and twists his...
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
So that's what my little brother's speaking about when he talks about the nutritional aspect, you know, of replenishing your body and stuff. Because every day we tear down our body, no matter if we're 10 years old or we're 100 years old. So this replenishes all aspects of your body from a nutritional standpoint, the nutrient standpoint. And there's nothing more successful than that process. You know,
wow.
You take placebos, but the placebo just masks things. You know what I mean? This doesn't mask anything. Whatever the issue is, it attacks them and rejuvenates it. Just like when you plant a seed in the ground, you water it, it sprouts. So this does the same thing to your body, though, your internal body and your external body. You know what I mean? If you have a problem with skin problem, it helps your skin out. If you have a problem with whatever it is on your body, this water will address that issue and help you naturally without any side effects whatsoever. No side effects, all natural. You know,
amen.
The thing of it is, this is the key thing that most people don't. Our people, when I say most people, I'm talking about our people. We so accustomed of going to someone who wants.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
When you have a brother like Uwa and myself comes to you with Hickman wisdom, you shun away from it. Even when you see it working, you shun it. You just can't believe that this is what's actually going on.
Right. Now, brother Joe, because you got 60 seconds left and we got to move on to our next topic, I want to just get your closing remarks. But before we get your closing remarks, can we all give Brother Dawu and Brother Omar a big hand, please? Can we clap for them? Can we give them a big hand? A big, big hand. I mean, it's not every day. Amen. Okay. People are asking, Brother Dawu, how can they support you and how can they buy the water from you? People online, they already want the water already. I want to be one of your marketing people on your team selling the water and getting it out to all the United States of America and around the world. How do people get the water they want to get it? People are asking right now. Brother Dawu, are you there?
Yeah, I think that will drop. So, yeah, so basically, so at the stage right now, we're in the pre-production stage. But right now, if you have my contact, we're going to have a website up before the end of this month is out.
Yes.
But we'll be continuously, like, network and provide updated information so we can get that, you know, in an order to be
produced out and pushed to the proper people that was questioning on the water and everything like that. You guys got to excuse me. I'm driving, so I'm kind of multitasking at the same time.
No.
Yeah, so as soon as you share that information, the contact of you receiving it, then we should have more updates about ordering and requests that's been fulfilling those requests of orders.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Omar. Please give our regards to Brother Dawood. Tell him that we thank him so much for calling from behind the walls and giving us knowledge, wisdom, and education. And not only that, showing that he is an entrepreneur along with yourself. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't stop your wisdom. It doesn't stop your knowledge. And it definitely doesn't stop your intelligence and your commitment to God. Brother Omar, give us the closing words that you feel your brother will want to say. And why don't you just say it in your own words, Brother Omar?
Oh, man, we are the people of the world, man. Our inspiration is this light. So, man, just keep inspiring. You know, keep inspiring.
Well, thank you so much. And let's give Brother Omar a hand, y'all. Come on, one more time. Let's give him a big hand. Man, that interview was amazing. Thank you so much, Brother Omar. If you want to still hang on, just continue to listen to the show. We're honored. Just keep listening. I want to thank Brother Omar. I want to thank Brother Dawood. And really quick, I want to go really quick, and I just want to get a really quick from our executive board, from our co-producers. I'm going to start off with Professor Reigns. What did you think about that interview, Professor Reigns?
It's a quote, Dr. Granby. It's amazing. Just an excellent, excellent interview. Really love it, and I know that the listeners loved it as well. So I pass on to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much. Really quick, Solana Jones, real quick, what did you think about our interview from Behind the Walls from Brother Dawood and Omar? Go right ahead.
It's a very inspiring story, and I wish all the best for both Brother Omar and Brother Dawood.
Amen, amen. Brother Clarence M. Allen, are you with us? Clarence.
Yes, apologize, Pastor Eddie. I was on the road and I couldn't respond, but greetings to my brothers. And I'm going to say this, who are prisoners of an injustice system, prisoners of a race war, and just prisoners for everything that we can think of that's designed to keep us annihilated and hindered down. So I commend you, brother. Phenomenal interview with you guys. I got a lot of information, although I couldn't respond, and PC up on to you guys.
Wow, thank you very much. Let's go back. Coach Davis, you're still with us, right, Coach?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm enjoying every minute of it, and I thank God for you, Pastor Eddie, for allowing us to be a part of your show.
Man, don't worry. We're gonna interview you in just a few minutes. I want to go back to, because Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, he had to fly all the way back to North Carolina. He was here over the weekend in Los Angeles giving an award to Bill Montgomery. Let's go back to him. And after we finish with Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, we're going to go right into Coach Davis, who is doing some phenomenal things. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, hold on one second. Let me get caller in the 503-747. Are you there? Caller in the 503-747.
Yes, I am.
Is this Linda Goldie?
Yes, I've been listening.
Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I'm glad I was able to get on in time to hear it.
Oh, we're so glad you're here. Hold on. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, take the floor. A little bit more about Bill Montgomery receiving the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. Go right ahead.
Well, actually, I would like to yield a little information, but because I believe Bill is online.
He is?
If you can call out to him, he said he's on.
Oh, really? Hold on. Okay. Caller in the 951-545, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is this Bill Montgomery? Is this Bill?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, sir. People, how are you guys doing?
Let's give Bill a big hand.
Honor me. There he is.
Wow. Coach Davis, did you say hi to Bill?
Hey, what's up, Leo?
Hey, how you doing, my brother? Good to talk to you guys.
Hey,
God,
man,
is good.
You like San Juan Fair? You everywhere.
Hey, wherever the Lord takes you, man, we wake up every day like it's the last day because it's not guaranteed, but here we are, and I'm glad to be talking to our people. Everybody's doing some great things, so you got me.
Bill,
that's a blessing.
Brother Bill Montgomery, this is Pastor Eddie Justice Jones. I stood there to help give you the award on Saturday. It was some amazing people in the room that day. I mean, tremendously amazing. I have pictures. One of the memorable guys that we met, and he used to do the show, his name is Mad Mike. Mad Mike used to do Pimp My Ride. And
yes, sir.
Everybody was there. All the great movers and shakers are there. Bill, you pulled them all together for a phenomenal organization that you have, and you're doing some tremendous work with the youth. And Bill, I'm going to just let you take the floor. And well, first of all, wait, hold on. We got some noise in the background. Hold on. Let me stop this right here. Okay. I don't know what that noise is. Okay. Now, Bill, when you received the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award, which we're very proud, I was honored beyond words to stand there as a recipient with you and Captain Daniels and Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. But in your own words, tell them the name of your organization and why you pulled everybody in that room together and what the cause is. Go right ahead, Bill.
Yes, well, first of all, I want to give, you know, glory and thanks to God for allowing me to bring these wonderful people together. And it just kind of came, you know, it just came how he does it. But Hidden Pioneers basically was started because of my cousin, Catherine Johnson, who was 101 years old. She passed away February 24th, 2020, at 101 years old. And a lot of people know about her because of the movie Hidden Figures. And so Hidden Pioneers is an organization, and our newest member is Dr. Curry, and also Captain Willie Daniels is a member, along with Mad Mike, and just so many wonderful people that our big concern is the youth. The youth are black and brown, specifically black African American boys and girls. They're not getting the information. So it's an awareness campaign, and transportation and technology is everything that we do every day. And so cool cars, if you have a cool car, it hooks boys and girls. And I've been working with cool cars for 45 years because of my father. My father always made sure that I had means of some kind of transportation. It started with a little bike with training wheels, and then I had a moped, mini bikes, scooters, and still to this day. When I was in high school, I had a 1965 Ford Mustang. I learned how to work on it and fix it, because when it broke, someone had to do it. And I've just been blessed ever since. I stuck with it. Met a lot of good people along the way, like you guys, and here we are. And I would have never thought I'd be on the phone with you that quick. And again, that's the technology side, you know. But we have to learn how to be, we have to learn how to get it, and be accessible to it, and surround ourselves with good people. So that's my story. You can, Hidden Pioneers is everywhere. We got a Facebook, Instagram. You can get a hold of me. HiddenPioneers@gmail.com. That's my Gmail. And my nickname is CSI Bill. And the high school students gave me that nickname. And I, 5 years ago, because I used to always talk about common sense, where's your common sense? Use your common sense. And they said, Mr. Montgomery, we got a nickname for you. And I said, what's that? And they said, CSI Bill. And I said, what is that? They said, common sense intelligence. I said, I'll take it. I've been that way ever since.
Let's give a big hand for Bill right now. Come on. Wow. Bill, really quick, before we go into our other interview, I'm going to go around to our panel. First of all, let's start with Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, who gave the award to you from President Joe Biden, which goes into the archives of the United States of America. Go right ahead, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. What do you want to say to our brother Bill Montgomery right now?
Well, as I told you, I'm always honored because that's about the eighth time that I've been back to the West Coast to present people, and every time I go, they refer somebody else new. And so, Bill Montgomery, we met on a program down in Ontario, and so I was so inspired by the work that he had done. Because at that particular meeting, we had about 8 or 9 busloads of kids that came in, and that was on a Saturday. You know how hard it is to get them together, but they were able to do that. And so that's what really incited me to try to connect with Bill and others that are trying to do something to give the kids a positive role model to look at, because they're so scarce in this day and time. But again, thank you, Bill. You've done a great job. Keep up the great work. And you as well, Pastor Eddie. You guys keep up the great work. I see, I'm looking at your suit, Pastor Eddie. I see your pen on there, too. So Bill's got one of those, too.
Yes, he does. Really quick, Professor Ames, do you have a question or a statement for Mr. Bill Montgomery?
Just a comment. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Fantastic. And just let us know how we can get more kids to your program and your website. So thank you, and congratulations on the award.
Bill, I think that's okay. Bill, can you continue to listen to us while we move on? Or first, I want to get your closing remarks, Bill. What would you like to say to all the audience there? Give us your closing remarks.
Yeah, I just want to say, thank you very much for this time, because media is very important, and
yes,
we ought to take advantage of that, make the time to spread that word, spread the good word, and just remember that the youth is very, very, very important, and the knowledge and information that we gain doesn't belong to us anyways. The God gave it to us, so we ought to give it back, and just be blessed one day at a time, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And I just love everybody on this call, and I really mean that. And you can find me just Hidden Pioneers, Instagram, Facebook. If you Google CSI Bill Montgomery or Bill Montgomery anything with transportation, pop up. And I look forward to continue to support what you guys are doing. Because it really is about collaboration these days,
yes,
working together. A lot of the bands and groups back in the day are coming back together. Dr. Curry told me about how the Whispers and Confunction, how he was able to, do something, and then it put them back in demand again to where they can make some financial dollars when they started. So we just got to continue to connect the dots, man, and work together. And the last thing I can say is we need to stay in our lane, okay? So whatever you're good, like me, I'm a transportation and technology expert. That's
right.
What I do. And
yes.
I stay in my lane, okay? I want to be great at what I know that the Lord gave me. So anything with transportation technology, I'll tell you a quick story. Not Dr. Curry, but what's his name? Daniels, Captain Daniels. Bill Montgomery. He says, Bill, do you know anyone that can put something, fix my dad's car? Okay. He wanted, his dad had a Cadillac. Okay. And he said he needs some work done. So I called Mad Mike up, and Mad Mike was able to fix Captain Daniels' dad's Cadillac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
The bucket list, and he fixed it, gave it to him. And then 2 months after that, complete that mission and that wish for his father. So that's the way you connect the dots.
Wow. Now, one more time before you leave, Bill, let's give Bill a big hand one more time. Let's give Bill a big hand. I mean, wow. Again, if you want to reach out to
Captain Daniels on.
Yeah, we're going to get Captain Daniels on, too. I'm so glad you were on this morning, Bill. A lot of people, if you don't know who Bill Montgomery is, you know now. And he's doing amazing things. Everybody we've had on our show is doing amazing things. Gawu is doing amazing things. Omar, we're going to get to Coach Davis in just a few minutes. Bill, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, but I hope you can continue to listen until you get to your destination. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live. I want to thank everybody on Instagram. I want to thank everybody on blogtalkradio.com. And I want to thank everybody who has called into our show. If you want to call in, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. It'll put you in the queue. I'll get you on. You can make a statement or you can ask a question. If you want to get with Bill Montgomery, who's doing great things with all these wonderful organizations, it's called the Hidden Pioneers, a nonprofit organization. The email address is hiddenpioneers@gmail.com. Hiddenpioneers@gmail.com. The program director is Mr. Bill Montgomery. If you want to reach out and call him, you can reach him at 951-545-6842. Mr. Bill Montgomery, he's a program director. You can just call him directly. His administrative assistant is Jerry Rangel. You can reach him at 951-870-8875. You want to call the Hidden Pioneers and find out what they're doing to change the future of our youth. It's educational experiences and a transportation technology. So I'm going to stop right there. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry he's probably going to be going to some meetings. But without further ado, I want to go to Coach Davis. Coach Davis, are you still with us? Brother Coach Davis, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, without further ado, now, Coach Davis, the floor is yours. And for the next 15 minutes, it's nobody but you. So without further ado.
All right.
We got Coach Davis. I'm calling this straight out of Compton. Coach Davis is big things. So without further ado, Coach Davis, take the floor. Let's give Coach Davis a hand for it. Because to be honest with you, I wouldn't have been able to have Omar on, and I wouldn't have been able to have the call beyond the walls if it wasn't for Coach Davis. So Coach Davis is a connector. He's connecting things. He's doing big things. Coach Davis, take the floor. Tell us all about it.
Well, my name is Coach Davis. I'm from Gary, Indiana, where Michael Jackson is from. I'm a Marine. I went into the Marine Corps. And like most young blacks, I got jerked over by the government. But I'm a fighter, so... It took me 45 years to get my benefits, but that's a whole nother show. But anyway, I do hold some bitterness, but I'm working on it. I'm not happy with America for a countless number of reasons. I'm very pro-black, and I feel like we can't help nobody else until we help ourselves first, you know. I named my son after Malcolm X because that's what God told me to do. Because I felt he'd be a born leader. And ironically, my son saved my life. He changed my whole life. And he became the catalyst to where I am today. And I'll get to that real quick. I love what Bill Montgomery said. Think more people need to take heed. Stay in your lane and work together. My lane is physical fitness, physical sports. I specialize in wrestling and mixed martial arts and working with kids from 5 to 25. I started my son wrestling at 5. He became a world champion at 10.
He's won every award there is in Compton, and he's literally by himself put Compton on the map when it comes to wrestling. If you Google my son's name, which we have the same name, his middle name is Malcolm, but if you Google Joy Davis Wrestling or Joy Davis Compton, he'll pop up. That's how big he is in this sport. He has his own wiki page, Wikipedia. He's won every award. He threw the first pitch out at the Indians. He's done so many great things to take the whole show to name him. But the sad part about it, because his sport is not basketball or football, people tend to fall asleep at the wheel. I'm here to wake you guys up. Wrestling is the hardest sport in the world, hands down. Only sport mentioned in the Bible. They don't talk about basketball. They don't talk about football. But they do say we are wrestling with principalities of darkness in the Bible. It's a reason for that. If you even play wrestle for 5 minutes, you'll be tired. He's been wrestling not only with people trying to cheat him, but he's been wrestling with life. Life and wrestling are great parallels. They teach you discipline. They teach you diet. They teach you accountability. And like I always tell people, you can be great, but if you're on a sorry team, nobody will know who you are. In wrestling, you out there ass naked by yourself. You can't blame nobody for fumbling. You win or lose on your own merit. And that's what I love about wrestling. It's both, it's a team and individual sport, but mostly individual, because you can't look back and cry to your mama. And the same with MMA. They lock the cage behind you. You can't change your mind. So it's a tough sport, but it'll turn a boy into a man. It's where the rubber meets the road, basically. It's very tough, and it's a predominantly white sport. I'm trying to change that. I've been involved in wrestling 45 years. I know a little bit. Like I said, I have two sons. My oldest is 19 years in the Air Force. He has a year left. They all wrestled for me at Compton High School. I was a head coach at Compton High. I retired after 15 years because everybody laughed at me. When I first started, they was like, who do you think you are? Whoever would take my son, who do you think he is, blah, blah, blah. But I knew what God had put me, you know, set me down to do. You know, I knew it. And what I did, I just ignored all the naysayers. And here I am today. My son is the number one wrestler ever. He finished college 133-0. Nobody ever beat him, and I would be sitting here lying if I didn't say they tried everything to cheat him. And by a little black kid from Compton, when you say that, people get nervous. They don't give you a fair shot from the rip. So we always knew we had to beat the ref and the kid every time. And a lot of people know when you black, you got to be twice as good. Mm-hmm. Only God could take you to those heights. I couldn't even comprehend never losing. I'm a sore loser. I hate losing. And I couldn't comprehend what he did. And even to this day, I don't know how he got away with them not cheating him. They would hit him with your shoes untied, you lose a point. Stupid stuff. Make up rules. And you know, he went through his tough times where he was cheated and cheated as a kid until he grew up to be a monster. And now when they see him, they go the other way. But you can Google me. You know, I dare you. But if you Google, another thing about it, because it's a predominantly white sport, you know, he doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Coach Davis, if you want to Google you or find out your website, Give out that information really quick.
Yeah, my website is joydavis.net. I have a book called From Compton to Cleveland. I'm republishing it now. It didn't get the proper promo. But while we're on the phone, I want everybody to pay attention. My main thing is to stay awoke. There's a lot of people sleeping at the wheel on me. And one day, they're going to wake up. You know, because you know, the cream always rises to the top. You can only hold it down for so long.
Amen,
so, oh, God told me that one day, and I never understood what he meant because my son was used to cry when he took second. I said he had a disease. It's called seconditis. You know, that's first loser to us. So I had to cure him. And right. I had one person in my life to cure him. This is my son's trainer. He's been with him 25 years. Antonio McKee is his name. You can Google him, too. M-C-K-E-E. His son just won another belt in Saudi Arabia 2 days ago. They're cousins. They love each other, and they've been together since babies. Mm-hmm. Both world champs, you know, just amazing. He's more amazing than me. That's why I won't never take an award unless I bring him with me, because they've been sleeping at the wheel on both of us, and I want to put Long Beach and Compton together. That's my goal. I want the key to the city, and I want it done in conjunction with Long Beach. I'm saying that not in an arrogant but in a confident way, because I put in the work and he put in the work. He started out sleeping in his car. He's a multimillionaire now. And I learned more from him than anybody. He's younger than me. We both wrestled at the same college, Cerritos College, trained by a white guy, Jeff Smith, out of Michigan State. And we just took what God gave us and we monetized off of it. And then God blessed us. You know, that's all I can say. He gets all the glory. I don't want to sound conceited because I'm not.
Now,
anyway,
Coach Davis,
enough about that.
Now, Coach Davis, I want to go to another. I want to flip the script for a second. You're working on documentaries. Could you tell us about
That's what I was getting to next.
All right.
I want the audience to pay attention to this because it's important. I'm working on 3 documentaries. I've been working on them for years. All of them have books to them. Even mine has a book to it. My story is not Sandra Bullock, the blind side. A white lady didn't come and save us. We still in Compton. We still stuck on death row. We didn't get saved. You know, so we don't have that story. Our story is real. But I'm campaigning for mental illness because there's a lot of mental illness going around, and that's where my heart is set on that, maybe bringing awareness to that. But anyway, back to what my 3 movies are going to be, my 3 docs. One, I want you guys to pay attention. I want you to Google, because I already know what I'm going to say going to sound crazy, and I already know most of you don't even know about it, and most of you don't know that I'm associated with it. But I'm going to hit you with 3 things. I want you to wake up. I know it's early, but pay attention. The first documentary I'm doing, these are all people I know. I ain't just meet them. I've been working with these people for years, and they still exist. They're still alive, except for one. The first documentary I'm working on is the first black police officer of Santa Ana. His name was Harlan Lambert. Google it, Harlan Lambert. He has a book out. Anyway, they hated him so bad that they tried to get rid of him, make him disappear. And they put in the Orange County Register, they called him a nigger and printed nigger in the paper. And I know that sounds crazy, but all you got to do is Google it. Now, why do I talk about this story? Not only is it relevant, it's Black History Month, but because 90% of people don't know about it because they tried to get rid of him. But he's an amazing man. He was so talented. He could have been a Harlem Globetrotter. He was just talented. And anyway, that's the first story I'm working on. And he's still living. The second story I'm working on is the Olivia Hussey case. I don't know if you guys paid attention, but it was talked about on The View with Whoopi Goldberg. It happened in 1968. Olivia Hussey was an actress that they filmed naked, and she was 16, her and the guy. It traumatized this lady so bad she really was ostracized from Hollywood. She won an Oscar, too, for that, by the way. But they tried to downplay it and cover it up. And the director died, and, you know, and my thing is this, which I want you guys to understand. No matter if you film a kid naked yesterday or 100 years ago, still wrong. And you would understand more if it was your kid. So, you know, people call, say she this and that, and she greedy, but they ain't thinking about Paramount is greedy. Paramount is responsible, and they need to pay. And they are going to pay. So, but that's the second story. The third story, this is a friend of mine. He recently passed away. I want you guys to pay attention. His name is Carlton Hasselrig. You Google that name. He just passed away recently, maybe a few years ago. but he donated his brain to science. And the reason why me and him are tied to the hip was because he helped me get through my tough times before he passed away with breaking the record. He was so dominant. He was the Michael Jordan of wrestling. He was so dominant that they changed the rules, and they call it the Hasselrig rule, because he won three NCAA championships in Division II, and he won three NCAA championships in Division I. He didn't really play college football, yet he was a Pro Bowler for the Pittsburgh Steelers, on top of that, an MMA fighter too. So he sustained CTE injuries, and he succumbed from them, but they left his wife and family broke. So the NFL owed them too, and that's my third story that I've been working on. You'll hear more about it in the future, but basically, I just try to handle injustices. You know, where there's one injustice, you know, we all in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to correct some wrongs. That's all.
Hey, Coach Davis,
any questions? Any questions? You guys, let me know.
Well, Coach Davis, I want to ask you a question. What intrigued you about me when you met me, you know, when you met me as a civil rights leader on Saturday, along with Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry?
That's a great question. And it was your look. Because sometimes it's all you got to go by. You don't know a person, but when you look at them, they're saying something to you. And you had on a royal purple suit, and it was hollering at me. And my mother always taught me first impressions are lasting impressions. You know, that's why you always want to be on your A game when you're meeting people.
That's right.
The first thing they look down at is your shoes. Your shoe game got to be right. You may not have no money in your pocket, but they don't know because of the way you look. And your look was impeccable. You carried yourself that way, and I wanted to know more about you, and here we are today. So God brought us together, brother.
And I did say
it came
I did.
It came because your choice of clothes and the way you carry yourself. You know, sometimes we ain't got to say nothing, just what we got that look.
And I said to you, Coach Davis, I said, I have a platform, and I'm going to get you on that platform. And that was Saturday, and today is Monday, and you are live across the nation on a podcast live where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights. You're talking about some civil rights issues with your documentaries. You're talking about civil rights issues that you had to face with your son in the wrestling arena. You're talking about civil rights for African-American wrestlers. And no sport has ever been kind to African-Americans. We have always had to overprove ourselves, whether it was Venus and Serena in tennis, whether it was Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson in basketball, whether it was Mr. Owens in track and field. He went to Germany.
Hey, and listen, Pastor Jones, let me cut you off. I want your audience to wake up to this. What's despicable about it is that I know Venus and Serena and Richard, and I know DeMar DeRozan and Frank before he passed. I know all these great athletes, but not one of them lifted a finger to help me. I've been through five mayors, and they still sleeping at the wheel. You know, so my point, the reason why I say that is because us as blacks are guilty of not helping each other once we make it. Reach back, teach one. Reach one, teach one, whatever. Okay, they're not doing that.
Well, you know,
my son was Snoop Dogg. No, wait, let me finish.
Go right ahead.
My son was Snoop Dogg's running back for 6 years. Not only did he wrestle, he was also a nationally ranked football player. He was sponsored by Jim Brown himself.
Mm-hmm.
When Jim passed, he loved my son. So it ain't just wrestling. But what I'm saying is, when we make it, we need to come back and reach back and get the ones that's right there with us that just need a little nudge, you know?
Right.
They
right.
called her monkeys and everything. And being successful. And the same with Michael Jackson and O.J. When they was white, they didn't care nothing about us. But as soon as they got in trouble, they welcomed us to their home. They you know, they went and ate at Roscoe's. You know, we don't need to wait till something happens.
Right.
When we see people struggling and they deserve to get a boost. Not everybody deserves it. I get it. But when you got somebody who ain't never lost, you know, who's impeccable,
You know, it's hard to be perfect. You can't even stack plates for 4 years and not want to break.
Hey, Coach Davis, let me tell you something. It's 10:30 a.m. We got to go into our regular segment. And before you go,
yes, sir. I just wanted the audience to know that. That was a problem.
Right. I don't want you to hang up. I want you to stay with us until the end of the show. That's the whole purpose. But what I want to do is really quick, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen first, our co-producer of the show. Do you have a question or a statement for
Brother?
Yeah,
please. Give me any question you need. Any question.
Yes, Coach. Thank you for coming on, and I appreciate everything that you're doing. Continue your great work, and although I'm in an appointment, I am listening to the show. Thank you very much.
Well, any questions, feel free to ask me because, you know, like I said, us as blacks, we got to stay woke, especially in these times and ages.
All right. Well, hold that thought right there, Coach Davis. Without further ado, Talana Jones. Talana Jones, quickly, take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Coach Davis?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate you being on the show today. I enjoyed your testimony, and I wish you all the best. Happy Afro History Month.
Thank you,
man.
I appreciate it.
Without further ado, Professor Eanes, take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Coach Davis?
A little bit of both. The first is thank you for the phenomenal job and the testimony that you've given because, you know, you laid it down. I've been whispering and saying this for the longest time of how we're not giving back at all or how we should and all these other things, and you just epitomize that. So in that vein, how would you like us to support you, especially with your movie projects coming up or any of the other projects that you're involved?
That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked that. I would just say you can take heed of what I was saying and get with the city. I'm fighting the city now for a key to the city, not for myself, but to show other kids that it can be done. You know, I'm fighting also to create a doll, a superhero doll of my son. And basically I'm fighting for my son's life because you shouldn't do something as great as he's done and not be recognized properly for it. I'm like, a white girl can hit a lucky shot and be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. How the hell are you lucky 4 years straight? I'm just saying, exactly. You ain't got no teammates. You just out there. And the saddest thing, let me just end with this. The saddest thing about it, if my son would have lost one time, I wouldn't even be on the phone talking to y'all. That's the reason why I go so hard for him.
Okay. Coach Davis, hold that thought. I got to do a quick disclaimer. You know you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. On our show, we don't use the N-word. We don't use foul language. And, you know, the thoughts and things that you hear coming out today are not all the same things that will come from the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association and the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. This is our special guest. I can feel the heat coming from him about how he feels about what's going on. But the disclaimer is that we don't use foul language on our show, and we don't use the N-word.
I apologize. I'm sorry for that.
Amen. We got listeners all over the world, and we have Coach Davis as our special guest. And thank you, Coach Davis, for coming on. Let's give Coach Davis a big hand, you guys. Let's give him a big hand. Now, I see all the people that have joined us on Instagram, Facebook Live. I see you on Blog Talk Radio. It's time to go into our regular segment. I'm going to come back to you, Coach Davis, on our closing remarks. Can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Absolutely. You know, I would like any question. Anybody have any questions? I'm free to ask them.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I want to go first. We're going to go into our regular segment right now. It's 10:34 a.m. First of all, today I want to start with words of wisdom. We have a segment on our show called Mental Health and You. We have a segment on our show called Words of Wisdom. We have a segment on our show called Poetry in Motion. We have a segment on our show with Clarence and Mallon called Regulate the Manual. And then last but not least, we have Professor Reams with the commentary. And then I just do the closing remarks. What a wonderful, amazing show we have had today, and it's not over. The time is 10:35 a.m. on February 26, 2024. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything, and at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. Without further ado, let's go to Talana Jones with words of wisdom. Talana, please take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
All right, thank you, guys. Good morning, everyone, again. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. I'm sharing today a poem that I have shared before, but I feel that it fits today. So I pray you enjoy. It's called Lord, Why Did You Make Me Black? And the poetess, her name is Renette Mia Ebo. And it reads, Lord, Lord, why did you make me black? Why did you make me someone the world wants to hold back? Black is the color of dirty clothes, the color of grimy hands and feet. Black is the color of darkness, the color of tire-beaten streets. Why did you give me thick lips, a broad nose, and kinky hair? Why did you make me someone who receives a hatred stare? Black is the color of a bruised eye when someone gets hurt. Black is the color of darkness. Black is the color of dirt. How come my bone structure is so thick? My hips and my cheeks are high. How come my eyes are brown and not the color of daylight sky? Why do people think I am useless? How come I feel so used? Why don't some people see my skin and think that I should be abused? Lord, I just don't understand. What is it about my skin? Why do some people want to hate me and not know the person within? Black is what others are listed when others want to keep them away. Black is the color of shadows cast. Black is the end of the day. Lord, you know my own people mistreat me, and I know this just isn't right. They don't like my hair. They say that I am too dark or too light. Lord, don't you think it's time for you to make a change? Why don't you redo creation and make everyone the same? God answered, why did I make you black? Why did I make you black? Get off your knees and look around. Tell me, what do you see? I didn't make you in the image of darkness. I made you in the likeness of me. I made you from the color of coal, from which beautiful diamonds are formed. I made you the color of oil, the black gold that keeps people warm. I made you from the rich, dark earth that can grow the food you need. Your color is the same as the black stallion, known for his power and speed. I didn't make you in the image of darkness. I made you in the likeness of me. All of the colors of the heavenly rainbow can be found throughout every nation. But when all those colors were blended well, you became my greatest creation. Your hair is the same texture as a lamb. Such a humble little creature is he. I am the shepherd who watches over them. I am the one who watches over thee. You are the color of midnight sky. I put the stars glitter in your eyes. There's a smile hidden behind your pain. That's the reason your cheeks are high. Your texture, excuse me. Oh, no, where's the poem? Okay. I have to go back. I forgot. Oh, here we are. Your color is the same of dark clouds formed when I send my strongest weather. And when your lips are full, sorry, you guys, please forgive me. I don't have all my my reading is kind of upside down because the picture is backwards.
That's okay.
So almost done, Dad. You are the color of dark clouds formed when I send my strongest weather. I made your lips full so when you kiss the one you love, they will remember. Your stature is strong. Your bone structure is thick to withstand the burdens of time. The image in the reflection in the mirror, the image looking back at you is mine. Lord, please forgive that the pop But thank you guys so much for listening. God bless everyone for listening to Words of Wisdom.
All right. Thank you very much, Solana. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Amen. What else are we going to do? We're going to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, she does poetry in motion. Linda, take the floor. Give us poetry in motion.
Okay. People come in different colors. Some are dark and some are light. Some are black or brown or yellow. Some are red and some are white. It doesn't matter what the color. God made all of us the same. We need his love and one another. Otherwise, our life's a game. Are you keeping score? I wonder. Why is it that men compete? And women, too, that must outdo their neighbor nicely down the street. Are you lacking? Just get cracking. Time and tide will never wait for what we don't anticipate.
Wow, let's give a big hand for Linda Goldie with poetry and emotion. Thank you. Linda Goldie, without further ado, it's time for some health and wellness. Vera Jones, take the floor. Please give us health and wellness.
Thank you, Eddie, for allowing me to share health and wellness. So today I will be sharing knowledge of some great oils to include in our lifestyle for healthy hair and scalp. And I will be sharing some of the benefits and how to use. So first we'll begin with castor oil. It promotes hair growth, it treats hair loss and hair breakage along with circulation. And you can apply it with your favorite essential oil and leave on overnight and then wash off in the morning. The next will be Alma oil, which is to help naturally darken your hair, and it promotes hair growth and a great healthy scalp. And you can massage that into your hair and leave it on for 30 minutes, or you can actually leave it on overnight and then wash off in the morning. The next will be almond oil, which prevents split ends, hair breakage, and it strengthens and will give hair a beautiful shine. And with almond oil, you can warm it and apply it to your scalp. The next will be pumpkin oil, which reduces hair loss, and it actually protects our hair. Oregano oil will be sun following. It will strengthen, nourish, and add shine to your hair. And you can also use it for a great detangler. And sometimes when we wear braids, we can use a little oregano oil to help, you know, take the braids out. And you can apply that from the roots to the end. The next is macadamia oil, which is a great moisturizer to strengthen your split ends. Now, you can put this inside of your conditioner, and you can mix it up, and this will also help with adding moisture to your hair. Neem oil is the following, which is great for itchy hair, promotes hair growth, and it will help nourish your scalp as well, along with taming your frizzy hair, like in the wet weather or when cool weather. Next will be tea tree, which is a great hair booster. Now, you can add some tea tree to your favorite shampoo, and it will help cleanse your scalp. Following that will be rosemary oil, which will strengthen your hair follicles, boost your hair growth, and guess what? You can also add that to your shampoo as well. And that is one of my favorites, the rosemary oil. Next will be black seed oil, which prevents premature graying. And you can mix some black seed oil with a little coconut oil and apply. Okay, we have olive oil. Now, olive oil is one of my favorites as well, which prevents split ends, hair frizz, and will add lots of shine and soften. And I like to apply mine by warming it, like double boiling, and then leaving it on my hair for 45 minutes to an hour, then rinsing off. Okay, we have jojoba oil, which prevents hair loss as well, and it will help if you have itchy scalp or dandruff, and it will also strengthen and add lots of shine and soften your hair. Okay, we have two more after grapeseed. And grapeseed is a great moisturizer as well. And if you're one that blow dries your hair a lot, it's a great heat protectant, and it also adds shine. Okay, and following that, we have avocado oil, which is, helps repair damaged hair, and it makes your hair silky, shiny, and with the avocado oil, you can mix that in your favorite conditioner, or you can leave on for about 15 to 30 minutes and rinse off for a great softness. And last but not least is coconut oil. Now, some people are allergic to coconut oil, but use what you can and to make our hair healthy. But with coconut oil, it's great if you have dry skin. Now, this will help support and treat your hair if you have damage.